readily available to me. The harsh burn of tears threatens to fill my eyes. I don't even try to hold them back, but instead I let them flow free and down my dirt-smeared cheeks. I want to go home. The craving is so sharp and desperate that I choke back another sob as more tears fall.
"Here,"
one of the men snaps. One side of my body sags as the man who had been holding me up there disappears. The creaking of metal fills the silence, as the faint scent of urine burns my nostrils. Lifting my head slightly, as much as I can manage in my current state, I spot the opening of a dark room. A cell. A shiver chases up my spine. There's no window. No light. I bite down on the urge to beg these men to free me, to not hurt me. They're going to, whether I ask them or not. I'm starting to learn that it's better to just keep my requests to myself. Adults can't be trusted. Not anymore. The man who is still holding me drags me forward and then tosses me inside. My side hits the ground hard, and I let out a soft cry of pain as it rattles through my body. The brimstone cuffs on my wrists dig into the skin there, and somehow it makes me feel even more tired than I know I should be. I've always been sturdy. A strong girl. My dad had often praised me. His strong girl. I close my eyes once more, ignoring the physical pain as the emotional agony takes over all thought. Daddy. My lips form the word, but it's barely more than a gasping whisper. The last of my strength is sapped from me and disappears as the door to my cell is shut once more and I hear a lock click. I don't know how long I lie here like this, unmoving, uncaring, wishing for someone to come and take me away from this horrible place. I don't care if that means I'll go to the bad place Dad always talked about, the place where villains and stories go. So long as I'm not here without him, anywhere would be better. My mouth grows dry, tasting of dust and air. My head swims away from itself. I recognize that my body remains in place, but my mind goes to distant places, far, far away. By the time I come back to myself, there are clinking footsteps echoing up the stone walls, reverberating all around me. Too loud. Too much. I cannot figure out where they're coming from. Then they stop, and silence descends once more. I sink deeper into the mind that has become my safe haven, the place that makes me forget everything.
"Have you given up?"
The sound of another's voice shoots through me like an arrow spearing into flesh and bone. I jolt, and my eyes flicker open. I find that I'm lying on my side, facing the cell door where a woman now stands. She's beautiful, or at least I think so. Dad never really spoke about beauty much, but to tell me that I was always beautiful, just like my mom, whoever she is. The woman stands there, head canted to the side and arms crossed. At her side, a boy with a bored face watches me. His face is of an olive complexion, with a cleft in his chin. His hair is dark and shorn close to his head. Equally dark eyes glance up at the woman,